The University of Kansas Health System is proud to be the official healthcare provider of the Kansas City Current. From youth athletes to the pros, we put player care first to turn their dreams into reality. Learn more at kansashealthsystem.com/kccurrent.
Good morning, Kansas City. This is the Border Patrol on Sports Radio 810 WHB. Stephen St. John and Nate Bucati with Jake Gutierrez. It's Wednesday, May 5th. Happy Cinco de Mayo. That won't be celebrated until Saturday when Canelo fights. For me. But I encourage everyone to go out and enjoy. The Royals did not enjoy last night. First real tough stretch of the season for the Royals. You heard there? First time they've lost three in a row. Bullpen's a little trouble. It's happening against the AL Central. It's all right, though. Bounce back, Royals. I'll turn that up for a little bit. Let me take a break from talking so I can listen to Vicente Fernandez. Don't you wish you had your beard back for this song, Jake? It just didn't hit the same when you were clean shaven.
I wish I had a mustache.
Yeah. You guys ever seen him in person?
I wanted to. I had a chance to at Sprint Center, and I couldn't go. And I even told Susan, I said, I'm going to regret this because I don't think he'll ever come back. Because of his age. But it was at a charity event that I couldn't get out of. You know, like, hey, I'm not going to host this charity event that I've been locked into for 4 months because I'm going to run down and see Vicente Fernandez real quick. Which, like, for my grandfather would have been, oh, hey, okay. Okay, mijo.
But I had a chance. Saw him once.
Yeah.
I think his son performed with him.
Yeah, they went on tour together.
He said, you probably know all this, but he said that Vicente Fernandez Sr. famously sang without a microphone in the venue that he was in. It was a big venue, but his voice was so powerful he didn't need a microphone. And then his son had to come out there with a microphone and sing. It was like, said it was like he was showing everybody who the real who the real vocal cords belong to.
Just if it wasn't too long ago, I tried to put it out of my mind. I regret that. The same thing happened with the last time Tom Petty was in Kansas City. I'll never get to see Tom Petty. So, but I still love him, and so does Canelo Alvarez. So happy Cinco de Mayo. But the Royals lose last night to Cleveland. Yeah. But again, this is how it's going to be. This is going to be a four-team what kind of wrestling match going to be? It's not enough for a Royal Rumble. I don't like tag team match. Four-way, what's the four-way when you got all the four guys against each other?
It's I think that's at Sullivan's on a Saturday night.
Wow. What are you insinuating? All right.
Fatal four-way.
You said a four-way.
Fatal four-way. There it is. It's a fatal four-way.
Yeah. You're welcome.
Damn! What did you Google?
My brain.
You Googled your brain?
I just remembered.
It's a fatal four-way.
Yeah.
And there's going to be these moments. Right?
That's right.
It's a... What are all the things I'm supposed to say to make us feel better about what's going on right now? It's not
long
a sprint,
season.
It's a marathon.
It's only May. It's May 5th.
You think this is a sprint?
No, it's not.
No, it's a long marathon.
It's a long run.
Several miles.
Not even at the quarter pole yet.
Several games. All right? Let's just hope that Angel Hernandez is not involved in very many of those games for the Royals. He's proof that no matter how bad you are at your job, you'll still have one if you're, I don't know. Major League umpire. I mean, right?
Like, he was blinded by the scoreboard.
If performance counts at all, like if they could cut umpires, like teams can cut players, he'd have been out of here. Right? I mean,
yes.
That's what Buster's talking about. When there are examples of no accountability, it leads to that. I'm getting all choked up thinking about it.
Man.
It's going to be okay, bud.
That son of a bitch is a terrible umpire.
Well, you know you're a terrible umpire. You know you've really screwed a call up if you make a call that have both teams feeling like they got screwed over.
I didn't know what the hell was going on. Did you?
I mean,
like when it was happening, did you know what the hell was going on? Did anyone?
No.
Who like really like, oh, okay, that I get it. How would you describe that to someone that didn't watch it?
Well, there was a fly ball to right field that bounced on the warning track, and he called him out as if it was caught, and so was it Benintendi that got hung up because he thought, you know, he had to go back to the original base he was at, and then he got thrown out. So then Angel Hernandez realized that he missed the call because the other umpires told him, even though he was the one closest to the play. And so they decided to let that player go to the next base safely because he had screwed up the call.
I don't even understand what you just said.
Yeah, it was really... we were having dinner at my house at that time, and I was trying to figure it out myself. Like, what's going on? And Hud and Ryan were arguing like over whether or not he ever made a call.
Can we go back to the how it sounded on TV? Is that possible to get that at some point between now and tomorrow? Look at him. He's pointing. Look. If you stare at him, it puts pressure on him. Turn around. Look at him. He feels it. He feels our eyeballs on him.
He doesn't
like
need pressure.
Ah.
He puts pressure on himself.
But he performs better under pressure in front of an audience. If you just leave him back there under his own devices,
pressure.
He's...
Yeah.
You know.
He thrives. Some people...
There.
Very high right center field. Deep. Ramirez and Naylor are back. And Ramirez did not make the play. Benintendi was a little bit confused. And everybody's confused right now.
Wow.
And I think third base coach Vance Wilson, from that angle, couldn't tell if the ball was caught or dropped. And the Royals might argue here that the second base umpire, David Rackley, called it a catch. And that's that area when the ball blends in with that digital scoreboard out there where it's very difficult to see if it's a catch or not a catch. But clearly that ball hit the dirt, but the runners all reacted as if Ramirez made the catch. So it blended in with that white out there.
And Naylor picked it up so quickly off the one hop that it looked.
Let's watch the umpires, Hud.
All right.
Who has the call?
Because the players, that's all they have.
The pool reporter, who I believe to be Alec Lewis, talked to Angel Hernandez after the game. Walk us through your recollection of that entire play. Have you heard this yet, Jake? Yeah. Tell me this clears it up for you. You look confused to me. Our goal was to get the play right, and that's exactly what we did. That's how it starts. We talk about this. Replay is an extension of what we do out there. As you saw, I got basically blinded by the outfield scoreboard. The pixels on the lights were as clear as white can be. I was trying to make out what happened out there. The harder I looked, the less I could see. So I was trying to read the players to see what they did with the ball. And I had to come out with the call. I basically guessed on the wrong call. Can you play with Benny Hill, please, behind this? No, this is better. As you saw, I got basically blinded by the outfield scoreboard. The pixels on the lights were as clear as white could be. I was trying to make out what happened out there. The harder I looked, the less I could see. So I was trying to read the players to see what they did with the ball. And I had to come out with a call. I basically guessed wrong. So as soon as I turned around, Edwin, the home plate umpire, started walking towards me. We got the crew together and fixed the problem. Alec followed up. So you signaled for an out call as if the outfielder caught the ball? Angel Hernandez, correct. Apparently Terry Francona told Angel Hernandez, why does this always happen when you're here? You like that one? Because they're all thinking the same thing. It's always Angel Hernandez.
What I coulda, shoulda, woulda. Who knows?
Am I wrong? How many times do you read a story about him screwing up in a game?
Often. I mean, if you Google his name this morning.
So it's not just us. This,
like all the headlines say, Angel Hernandez puts himself in focus again with another outrageous call. Like things like that.
It's a story when you find, oh, Angel Hernandez is on the crew. Oh, boy. Here we go.
What happened?
Something's going to happen.
By the way, I'm watching this play again while the Yakety Sax is playing. It's
right.
Pretty appropriate. Everybody, because everybody looks so confused. Like, guys are looking at each other right. With their hands up like, what's
going
on?
What happened? Hey, what happened?
That's exactly
I
right
couldn't
music.
Believe a guy ran on the field and hit Benintendi with a pie in the face. and then looked at the camera and went, oh, wow, 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 and then just ran off.
And then pulled off Terry Francona's head and started slapping
right.
him on his bald head.
Right. Yeah.
By the way, I was watching some pie in the face videos yesterday.
Yeah, they're good, aren't
they're
they?
They're great. They're great.
You wish you had a video? Because, hey, were you too young? But when I was a kid, had the Benny Hill show on all the time. Some of my best memories, my dad would let me watch Benny Hill with him. Because every once in a while.
Yeah, a little girl in a bikini?
No. There'd be boobs.
Yep.
I remember watching it on reruns.
You'd just be sitting there, yeah. Played it late. My dad loved it, you know.
Oh yeah.
But then we liked the old guy, the old bald guy, that every once in a while, my favorite part of the episode, somebody go to right on his bald head. So do you wish that there was video of when my cousin Tony somehow convinced me to do that to my dad?
Oh.
In a barbecue?
Boy. How'd that go?
How do you think?
Pretty poorly for you.
Do you remember when people would chase Benny Hill at the end? Let's put it this way. I ran thinking that my life was in danger. How about that? I think you might have been sunburned too. He was like talking, sitting in the lawn chair. Tony, I mean, you're not gonna do it. You're scared. You're too scared. I'm not. My dad used to always wear those trucker hats, you know, the venting in the back. Real quick. I thought he would think it's funny. He liked Benny
right.
Hill. He laughed when
yeah.
that happened
yeah.
on the show. I was confused. I was like, nine, what are we gonna do? I was gone. I think I hid behind my grandma. What's wrong, mijo? Hold me. I love you, Grandma. Hold me. I just love you. I love you, Grandma. The point is, I don't think Angel Hernandez is very good at what he does.
Well, so. You don't seem to be alone in that thinking.
I wish I could blame him for the Royals losing. That's
no.
Somehow wasn't his fault. But we needed to point that out because.
Hey, what happened?
More people are talking about that around the nation as opposed to what the result was. The result of the game is more important to us, but around baseball, everyone is just locked in on Angel Hernandez making a call that, I don't know, maybe he should not wear the blindfold on the field. So I don't. Just coming up with some ideas here. Or maybe he should. Maybe he should wear a blindfold, and then the calls will get better. Maybe that's I've got it backwards.
I mean, I guess I understand those lights, those video boards out there can make it hard. But The guy that ended up catching the ball on the bounce wasn't even the one who tried to catch
the
ball.
There you go.
You know what I mean? Like, that's like, he's like, I tried to read the players. Well, the guy that went up to try to catch it was not the guy that caught it on the bounce.
Yeah, threw it back into the infield. Yeah. You think he handed it? Hey, throw it in there for me.
I mean, right
there. It's like, if you're paying attention, then you see that the guy who, The center fielder tried to catch it.
Yeah,
right.
They should make Angel Hernandez wear like big floppy clown shoes tonight. Right, today, just like real big shoes. Yeah. He's out there.
Oh, you know. Today, you know what he's doing today?
What?
He's behind home plate.
Oh,
calling balls and strikes.
Great.
It'll
be consistent. There'll be no calls to piss us off.
Right.
It's gonna be awesome. And here you go.
I wonder what Mike Boddicker will have to say.
You
about
know
that
something
seven.
Bad's gonna happen. You don't know to what team. Probably to both teams, but you know, it's that sense of impending doom. And here's your home plate umpire, Angel Hernandez.
And it's Bieber versus Singer.
Oh, good. Hell to the no,
no, no. That's a pitching matchup that deserves
like a baseball Felix. To the no, no, boy, what could mess? What could screw up that pitching matchup? Angel Hernandez. Well, okay, then. Yep, you're right. Somehow. He's going to throw someone out of the game in the second inning or whatever. I don't know. Enough. We'll talk to Mike Boddicker more about Angel Hernandez. Because right now we need to talk about the Royals losing 7-3. The Royals are now 16-12. The Indians are just a game behind them now at 15-13. And everything looked good, man. After the Royals were up 3-0 after that moonshot that Salvi hit that they measured 460 feet. Salvi splash.
Salvi dong.
They said that was his longest home run.
I mean, 460. Thank you, my friend. That's a long way, pal.
I mean, he got into it, and I'm watching that, and I'm thinking, oh, okay, so Minor is gonna do what we hoped and quiet the critics and show why the Royals left him in the rotation, and he's gonna get that long-awaited quality start that Jake rants and raves about. Five innings. Smooth, right?
Mm-hmm.
And he didn't get a quality start because he didn't go six innings again. How do you think about what do you think about how the earned runs were charged and everything else? I know that this irritates you every night. So, you think he deserved to have those runs, or what? How do you want that? How would you like baseball to handle that, Nate?
I don't know.
I want to know because I like to hear different ideas. You had some good ideas yesterday about stuff.
I think what I said yesterday was give a half a run to the pitch to the starter and half a run to the reliever.
What about last night?
Something like that. I mean, it's tough because he's not allowed to try to get himself out of the jam that he got himself into. And then all three of the runners that he put on came around to score because Greg Holland came in and there's an error. And then, I don't know. He didn't get a quality start. That's the bottom line.
Right.
He couldn't get himself through six innings.
Holland didn't do his job. Stallmott didn't do his job. Zuber didn't do his job. Bullpen let him down. Mike Minor, there's like this force field that prevents him from getting through six innings. So,
yeah.
Can't do it.
Well, and Nicky Lopez, you know, I've been standing for him. He had a chance to make a big play that inning, and he didn't make it.
Right.
I mean, he was being aggressive, trying to make a big play, and maybe wasn't quite aggressive enough. Maybe got caught in between a little bit, but I don't know. Maybe Mondesi makes that play. Maybe that was what we were talking about. You know, when you're asking me if they're better with Mondesi or not, I don't know. Maybe he makes that play. I don't know.
Did you think that when you saw that? Do you believe that?
It's hypothetical, so it's impossible.
But what do you think?
Maybe. You know, maybe he makes it. It's a tough play. It was a very tough play, and I think the bigger issue is that they're in that situation in the first place. But you know, that's what they talk about. Like, Mondesi's got the ability to make that play. I mean, I think Lopez has the ability to make that play, too. How many more times out of 10 does Mondesi make it than Lopez? I don't know the answer to that.
You think Mondesi could have made that call instead of Angel Hernandez?
Yeah, I think he could have.
Well,
I think most people could have.
Right. Well, not Angel Hernandez, though.
No.
Not the guy that's supposed to.
Well, but you know, he said that at the end of the day, the goal is to get the call right, and that's exactly what they did. Do you think that's exactly what they did?
No. Not totally. No.
I like how he guessed wrong. I guessed wrong.
Yeah, well.
I get what that about. No guessing. But follow the play.
It's like those Tracy Morgan commercials. The difference between absolutely sure and pretty sure. I'm pretty sure they caught that.
I like the fact
I'm pretty sure the guy who was trying to catch it didn't throw it back into the infield.
I like that he's blaming the pixels.
Yeah, it was clear as white. What'd he say? Is it something like that?
The pixels on the lights were as clear as white can be.
That's that's not white is not clear. Those are two different things.
Don't argue.
Clear
with
has
he's
no
trying
color.
To tell you what happened.
It's clear as white can be.
I got basically blinded by the outfield scoreboard. The pixels on the lights were as clear as white can be.
But the squiz, they
weren't.
Who does
white. That song?
They
blinded by
white.
The light.
They weren't.
Here's,
white
the, here's
lights,
the deal.
Though. They're blue.
But he has a sentence in here that I think would make like a good song title, or an album title, right? The harder I looked, the less I could see.
Oh man.
What are you laughing in there for?
Blinded by
giggling. No, like you said, like, you know.
That is a good line.
Like, what, you know.
Right, the harder you right. look, the less you can see.
Why did you have, like almost like a philosophical or just like.
Yeah.
Well, you had a hard time meeting the right woman. Why did it take you so long to finally settle down? Yeah. Well, the harder I looked, the less I could see. Is there some truth to the words there?
There are.
You can. That's a life lesson, really, that you could take away from Angel Hernandez's list of excuses after the game. That's something.
The harder I looked, the less I could see, so I guessed on my wife, and I guessed wrong.
Whoa. Wow.
I mean, he's not.
Did you hear what he just said?
The wife thing?
That's what.
If you I didn't take it that far. That's taking it too far.
I mean,
too
it's
far?
Like the most exquisite paradox, right? As soon as you give it all up, you can have it all.
Wow. But if you love something, set it free.
As long as you want power, you can't have it.
Is it possible?
The minute you don't want power, you'll have more power than you've
ever
dreamed.
Is it possible? Is it possible that we're all playing checkers and Angel Hernandez is playing chess?
No.
That he sees the bigger, grander picture. Yeah.
No, I don't think he sees much.
He's blinded by the clear white light.
I
do thank him for. So I don't have to sit here and talk about how the Royals got beat again.
Yeah, no, this is more fun.
Yeah. Because it's Angel Hernandez.
And I always wanted to play some Manfred Mann.
Okay.
Earth Band.
I never know what they're saying after the blinded by the light part.
Okay, well, you
wrapped
do.
Wrapped up like a deuce?
Deuce.
Well, we used to say.
Yeah,
women, feminine. What I want you to do.
What do you want me to do?
Because you always post these quotes on IG.
I do.
Tell people if they're looking, because you gave mixed messages before.
Why?
Because you said you don't want to give them help.
I don't
now
want
you
to help
are.
Them.
But if they want help.
But if they get help.
Advice,
I'll
motivation,
yeah,
inspiration.
You know.
What's your IG?
Jake Goody.
Will you incorporate for your next
tomorrow?
Morning's post? Will you incorporate?
I do it every day, and it. I'll tell you something. It's not easy to find good quotes.
Right. Will you incorporate? But I want you to attribute the quote to Angel Hernandez.
You want me to tomorrow's post?
Yes.
You want me to Angel Hernandez?
The harder I looked, the less I could see.
I'll do that.
Angel Hernandez.
Today,
man, that's deep.
Today was Ralph Waldo Emerson.
Good.
Mm.
Which is he's mentioned. A lot in the same sentence as
they
Angel
say that
Hernandez.
Angel Hernandez is the
usually when you talk
Emerson of umpires.
Usually when you talk about one, you talk about the other like seconds later.
Oh,
will you?
Tomorrow I'll do it. Yeah, for Thursday.
And see if you can get include a picture of him. So, I don't know. I'm telling you, just there's a lot there. I'm giving you content. Free
I think
of charge.
That's also like the name of an album, as clear as white can be.
Yeah.
You know, you remember that Clear as White Can Be album? That was good.
Angel Hernandez, guessed wrong. All right. Give him a break.
But he got the call
right
in the end.
That's right. And Terry Francona asked him, why does this always happen when you're here? Which is
why?
A valid question.
And he was just like,
yeah.
Why? This always happens when you're here.
Like, you know. It was like a TV show on Univision. Dios mío! You know.
Qué lástima! Oh. It's the Angel.
Angel. It's time for me to go home now. I'd like to go. Can I go home? It's got to be so close to 10. No, it's not. All right, then. Back after this on Sports Radio 810 WHB and 38 The Spot. What did you guys think yesterday when you saw that the Royals had brought back Alcides Escobar to the organization?
Well, we were watching on TV at home when Joel started talking about how he was speaking with Esky on the phone, how excited Esky was to come back and try to make the team again. And what hit me more than anything was that my son is 11 years old, and so he doesn't really, I mean, he doesn't remember the details of 14 and 15.
He didn't know what the hell you're talking
like
about.
He was lucky enough, you and I were just talking about game 6 of 2015 ALCS in the break. I took my kids to that game, and my son was, you know, he was only 6 years old, and my daughter was only, was just barely 4.
And they have no idea.
And they just, they remember parts of the game. They remember being there. But so I was trying to explain to my, I realized I had to explain to my son who Esky really was. Like what, you know, what he was all about. Why he means so much to the fans here. Why it's such a big deal for him to come back. And why for him it's such a big deal. Why he considers Kansas City home. And
he's close to getting his 10 years too. He's 10 years in.
Yeah, that would be big. That would be big.
9 years and 82 days.
So. I'd love to see him on the bench with this Royals team. I'd love to see that.
They signed him to a minor league contract. He will report to Omaha.
Alcides Escobar, first pitch swinging. What else? And he hits a fly ball left center. It is deep, and it is going to be dropped. It'll drop between the outfielders and kick away. And Escobar's rounding third. Escobar's heading home on the first pitch. Escobar hits one to deep left center for an inside the park home run.
Oh, I remember that.
Look at Jake smiling.
Oh man.
I remember. I was at that game. Yeah. Oh, that was unbelievable. I remember my brother and I, my older brother and I were just shaking each other.
Yeah.
He's going to go home. He's going to score. It's like that was like the first pitch of the freaking World Series.
Like I sat the first half with Phil.
Well, that was the first pitch for the Royals.
Yeah, I sat the first half of the game with Phil, and Richie sat with Sam. And then, because
you guys were not too far,
We were in two different places, and so, like I had, you know, Richie started the game with Sam down, I think lower level, and then Phil was up with me behind third base.
Yep, that's where I was on third base.
And we switched halfway through.
Overhang.
Yeah. That's when I got mustard squirted all over me.
I was gonna say
during Alex Gordon's home run.
Was that mustard? You sure?
Yeah.
Well, I thought it's not your cheese, but it's mustard.
It was mustard.
I knew there was some kind of incident.
No, it's mustard. I like mustard. I
took my dad to that game. it was pretty awesome getting to be there with him but I was talking to my son about how Esky this crazy thing in that season, how he was not really what you would consider to be the right guy to be a leadoff hitter in general because he didn't get on base very much. But the Royals always seemed to win when he hit leadoff. So Ned kept hitting him leadoff, and then he got into the postseason and he would swing at the first pitch every time. He'd get a hit every time, and then you know the Mets pitcher in the World Series threw at his head on the first pitch because of that. And you know
Moose was pissed.
Oh man, it was. I was like, man, I want to go back and watch all this again. I'm going to have to sit down with my son and watch all
that. That's not the way you bring it up to your son. You say, you see who's back? And he goes, who? And you go, Alcides. And he goes, Alcides who?
Mm-hmm.
Jake?
Oh.
Look how slow.
Oh. These nuts.
Alcides nuts.
That's right.
Got him. Got him.
He's a good age for that, isn't he? No? How old is he?
Oh, you know, he's into those jokes.
Right, that's
now.
What I mean.
Everything's a that's what she said joke.
That would have been good, Kelly. You tell Kelly. Hey, Kelly. See who's back? Who? Alcides. Alcides who?
These nuts.
You think she liked that? Would she laugh or would she get mad?
She loves those kind of jokes.
Susan would expect it.
Kelly would just roll her eyes and go, okay.
Right. Jake?
I'm all for
Can
it.
Can you try that? Okay, would Riley... Long. Would Riley say Alcides Sue? Would she say Alcides Sue? Would she give you the?
She might not
opening?
Get it. Like I don't get it.
Well, but you would. That's all that matters.
Right. No, she
it's
would.
It's fun for us.
Walk out of the room and be like, I don't get it.
That would make it funnier, probably.
Right.
Do you think Mike Boddicker will get that joke?
Probably not.
Yeah, we'll try it on
him. Old balls.
Yeah.
Nuts.
You're welcome, Kansas City. Yeah. See, that's what you do today. Do they still have water coolers now? Are those back or no?
Do people hang out around the water cooler anymore?
Wherever you go or on your Zoom. Do it on your Zoom. Do it on your work Zoom with your boss on there.
Yeah.
They'll love it.
It'll be
probably get a promotion.
Most likely.
Or at least a raise. I don't know.
Very least.
Yeah, but kids, if you're on your way to school, try it in school.
Everyone. Right. I see. Yeah. Nate said that. I didn't say it. I would say just go up to your teacher and do it. Don't do it around the other kids. You know, because the teacher would appreciate it. Then you're getting in trouble.
Teacher usually gets it.
You don't
it.
Want to be disruptive. Yep. We'll be right back after this on Sports Radio 810 WHB. I'm going to tell you something. This is not. Well, people got to do what people got to do. But there are two. Now I've got two of them. That somebody tells me that they left the game early. I go, are you kidding me? You did? So you know the story of our boy Sam, right?
Wild card.
He left the wild card game.
I know.
And then watching the end of it from home, he was
can't
so
even
mad.
Make fun of him for it.
No, he was furious. You know.
He left it because he was mad.
Right. Yeah.
Oh yeah.
So listen to this.
Oh yeah.
We were talking about. Okay, so we were talking about earlier in the commercial break when I wanted Jake to play that highlight of the Alcides Escobar inside the park home run to begin game one of the World Series in 2015. They caused me to go down this rabbit hole, and I was watching all these highlights and games from the 2015 World Series run, right? And I mean, people know, people watched it, but I think sometimes When we talk about the great games, and we always talk about the wild card game, and we should, and we talk about the comeback against Houston. I don't think enough love goes to Game 6 of the ALCS against the Blue Jays. That's one of the greatest games I've ever been to. Because I think back to the emotion, and just remember Toronto was supposed to win when Toronto made all those moves Toronto was the favorites. I thought people, baseball experts, maybe I'm just trying to turn the Royals into the underdogs because it's a more romantic story, but I got sick of hearing about Toronto and all the moves they had made, right? It felt like people were discounting the Royals and trying to go back to a second World Series in a row, but that freaking game from, the home run that Madsen gave up to tie the game to the screw you Taco Salazar, the big hit by Eric Hosmer in the eighth inning to drive in Lorenzo Cain, who scored from first when Jose Bautista threw it to the wrong guy. And remember, Cain was flying around third base, slides into home and jumps up in the air and starts bumping his fist. And then Wade Davis coming back after the rain delay, and there was a runner on third after the pinch runner, a leadoff hit, then a pinch runner got on and stole second and third, and then another guy got on, and this whole thing, and it was Wade Davis, but still, you're thinking, oh, the rain delay was too long. He's he's compromised.
Yep.
And then getting back to back strikeouts to get out to get to Josh Donaldson. There's Josh Donaldson, their guy who they wanted to play. Grounds out to Moose, and you hear the whole crowd, Moose. Gets it, fires it to first, Royals go back to the World Series. But the emotion of that game, that's one of my favorite games I've ever been to in my life.
Yeah.
And I'm glad that Wade Davis came back after the rain delay because not everyone did. I found out, Jake. What are you laughing for?
Oh, yeah, I know. Yes, I just told you that I didn't we left it during the rain delay.
I knew that.
I didn't know that.
I knew that.
Oh, no.
Because we thought about it. We thought, I think we were like, we're going to give it 20 more minutes. But we didn't leave.
I'd have sat there all night, but I got issues, so.
You guys also didn't have a 3.5-year-old.
Well, we also didn't take a 3.5-year-old.
Yeah, I didn't know it was going to be a rain delay.
There you go. Right. Touche. If you say that, he could say that, it's fair.
Yeah, that's fair. Game. I don't regret it. We saw the end of the game at home.
You don't regret leaving the game?
No, huh?
Guy in a way. I mean, no. Don't you wish you would have been there to see it?
Well, yeah, I wish I could have seen it.
If you say that you're not, you're lying. You wish you would have been there
to
see it.
Well, sure, but I don't regret the decision. We made the right decision. We, you know, we had two kids that
Hey, whatever makes you feel better, whatever you need to tell yourself.
You're trying to justify that.
Yeah, whatever you need to tell yourself.
You had to leave, but of course you regret it.
Yeah, well, I mean...
Of course. You regret having to leave.
If I did... Yeah, I regret having to leave, but I don't regret... I mean, like, if I had to do the decision again, I would do the same thing.
Right.
You know? The funny part is my daughter's favorite memory was running through the outfield stands in the rain while everybody cheered for us.
My kids just have to sit there and go through it. I'd have to be bad dad there. Which I've been in
the thing
past.
Was, we didn't know how long the rain delay was going to last. You know, we had no idea.
I don't think anybody knew.
Yeah.
You know who knew?
God.
The Lord.
Yeah.
So.
The good Lord above. And brought Wade Davis back out.
Should have prayed about it. Baby Jesus would have said, stay one more. One more inning. What's wrong with me? A lot. That's the answer. No, I know. Hey, I feel bad for you, but.
I don't.
Now I'm going to bring this up forever.
Oh, that's fine. I'm good with it. I'm glad. I feel incredibly blessed that I was able to take my kids to an ALCS.
Hashtag
game.
Blessed.
You know, like a lot of people would love to have done that, and I didn't. And you know, I was lucky enough to get to do that. So
a lot of people would have wanted that 3.5-year-old's ticket.
That's true.
You know,
that's true.
You're blessed, and you didn't even see the end of it.
Well, we saw it on TV. No, you didn't. We got home.
We'll be right back after this on Sports Radio 810 WHB. Look at this picture. Speaking of Phil getting ready to graduate high school, and we're talking about those great Royals teams and Alcides Escobar coming back. Look at that effing picture. That's one of my favorite pictures that I will ever take in my life. Name the players. Look at Richie's head. Tremendous hair. Look at Phil. Phil's
Kelvin
just,
Herrera. Yes. Donald Ventura.
Yes.
Salvador Perez.
Yes.
Christian Colon.
Yes.
Alcides Escobar.
Yes.
Gerard Dyson.
Yes. And this is the one. That's the stumper. Boddicker's taking a look at it. Boddicker just guessed
this
Jim.
From the 15 team. Right?
Boddicker just guessed Jim Palmer. Incorrect, Jim. Mike.
I'm gonna guess Alex Rios.
No.
That doesn't look like
pitcher. You'll never get it. Ever.
Go ahead, help me out.
Franklin Morales.
Yeah. No way. No way. You're going to give me 1,000 guesses.
It was in an event that I emceed. And he didn't get as loud of a reaction as everyone else did. So.
Huh.
But look at that.
What a picture.
Yeah, you know, Yordano. Look at Yordano, man.
I was talking to a man. That kind of hits me in the feels.
And Yordano started game six of that ALCS against the Blue Jays. That's another reason why that game's so special.
One of the things I was telling my son about that team when I was talking to him about it last night was how, you know, the Royals might not have had more talent than all the teams in Major League Baseball at that time, but they had a bunch of guys that loved the game of baseball with all their heart and wanted to play every single day, even in the offseason. And Escobar and Perez, to me, at the top of the list. You know, those guys will play baseball. That's all they want to do.
You know, Mike Boddicker was not going to come in studio today until he found out yesterday that Alcides Escobar signed with the Royals. And so now he's here.
Wait, who signed?
Alcides?
Alcides who?
Got
I didn't play.
There
we go.
Got him.
What happened in there?
Got him.
Boddicker, he's
was
his
that
fault.
Human error?
He blamed Boddicker.
Yeah, human error.
I blame Angel Hernandez.
It was my pot. Was
did
down.
You're supposed to say you got blinded by the pixels and the lights.
Oh, yeah, pixels and the lights.
As clear as white can be.
As white can be.
These
damn
pixels, I can't, you know. I'm going to use that excuse for everything now. Back after this on WHB. We've got Mike Boddicker in studio. He's going to tell us what his expectations are with the knowledge that Enrico Palazzo will be behind the plate tonight as home plate umpire. So
Rico Palazzo.
Rico Palazzo. Steer!
And the Rockets were there.
So
bunch of bombs in the air.
Go out and watch the Royals today and get a real treat behind the plate. We've got Mike Boddicker in studio now on Sports Radio 810 WHB.